Hello, and welcome to Parking Thought. I'm Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. In this episode, we're going to be talking about someone I used to work with, and stories about people you used to work with can be pretty tricky, because if they actually end up listening to them, you don't want to embarrass the person. And I don't think he's going to be embarrassed if one of you happens to share this episode with him, like I challenge you to at the end. So this gentleman was a very interesting man. I met him. He's a young man. He had recently done well in his schooling and got picked up by a consulting company. And then I ended up working with him where he was assisting this consulting staff and a really just a solid, good dude. He had a lot to learn, very green around the edges. And, so we would often exchange insights with him and help mentor him through some of the challenges that he was facing. Positive attitude, a great personality, a lot of fun to work with. And then when we'd have these conversations, you know, in order to mentor someone, you really kind of have to get to know him a bit. And so we took the time to get to know him. And his past is pretty interesting. So he's in his early 20s, and he's from Egypt. And he's a Christian. And that's not an easy place to be a Christian. And that also means that he was there during the Egyptian Revolution and the Arab Spring and all of those other things that were going on. And so his perspective on the world, the freedoms that we have, the opportunity to go and do and see things, and what the world means from having grown up in a entirely different perspective are really unique. And also he speaks more than one language, and he has that ability to communicate with authority, although young in years, that the world doesn't revolve around our North American perspective. I really enjoyed when he would tell some of his stories. Now, one weekend, we had what we would call in the Army a long weekend, right? So we had a three-day weekend. And this gentleman decided that he was going to seize the day, you know, grab the most of it, right? And he's single right now, and he got a lot of airline points from flying in and out of Boise each week. And so he decided to cash in on his airline points to be able to decide to do something. Now, this is last summer. He wanted to do something adventurous. And so he needed to pick some place on the globe. And he had enough frequent flyer miles. He could go any place adventurous. He had to pick some place on the globe he always wanted to see. And so he looked at a map, got a hold of his travel agency or booked a flight, however he did it, and got on a plane and slept for a little bit and woke up in an entirely foreign place. He went to Hong Kong right during all of the protests last summer. And we had no idea he was going to do this. Now, if this were happening in the Army, oh my goodness, right? In the Army, very, very restrictive on your travel. They don't want you, you know, as a uniform service member, in or out of uniform, right? They don't want you being able to be identified by anybody out there in the world and potentially, you know, having an international incident around being captured or something else happening, right? You're not supposed to go where the trouble is unless you're in uniform and you're ordered to go there. So that would have been like one of those like do not go restricted areas type of things for somebody in the military, but I'm not in the military anymore. And neither is he. So he woke up in Hong Kong, got off the plane, and started going around to see what was up. And took a cell phone with him and took some interesting photos. And he included photos of the police force that was near there in the airport and the protesters outside and a few other things, and got to see that city and got to tour that peninsula. And wow, isn't that really cool? Like, he just got up on a plane, went ahead and did that. And then, you know, he did a little bit of shopping and came back and wanted to share some of the things that he'd seen with us. So he got us all gift bags, which were really pretty nice and neat. I noticed the gift bags were all red, and that kind of has some symbolism there in its own. But he brings those gift bags back, and we say, oh, thank you. Hey, where'd you go? You know, because it's kind of common practice when you go someplace to bring something back. He said, hey, where'd you go? And he said, oh, I went to Hong Kong. And we just all kind of dropped our jaws. And we said, hey, we've seen the news. There's like a revolution going on over there, isn't there? And he's like, oh, that revolution thing, I'm used to it. And what a line. You know, here's this young man, less than 30 years old, right? He's in his early 20s. And he's able to say with confidence that, oh, he's lived through a couple revolutions, what they're doing in Hong Kong right now. You know, he knows how to navigate through that. What an interesting skill set to have as a person, to be able to navigate what you might see as a civil war, or as a cultural revolution, or certainly as a whole series of protests. He knows how to navigate through those things. Wow. I mean, nobody's really faced the global pandemic thing that we're looking at now, but I'll bet you a lot of his skill set can be transferred to what we're doing. You know, be respectful of those in authority. He did take pictures of the police officers, but from a distance. You know, let those who are exercising their ability to speak do so. You know, again, you know, give people their space to be themselves and go off and do your thing. Your thing that lets you experience something without having to put any others in really high demand. You know, you don't have to depend on others to be able to clean up after yourself or clean up after you. You can clean up after yourself as you go along. And generally when you do that, you get along with folks pretty well. I really appreciated him coming back and sharing the stuff from the gift bag. It was all just kind of food and little treats. And that was nice. But the long-lasting memory here for me is of him looking me in the eye and saying, oh, that revolution thing, I've done that. When we're done with what we're dealing with right now, won't it be cool to be able to look and say, oh, that whole global pandemic thing, I've done that before. You know, I remember reading in my grandmother's journal at one point that her home was quarantined, and I don't remember why, but she was a young girl, probably about the age of my youngest daughter, and it was in Eastern Idaho. Now I'm in Western Idaho. There's been a whole lot of history between then and now, yet still, there are these patterns that kind of persist. If my grandmother were still alive today, she'd probably be able to say, oh, that quarantine thing, I've been there and done that, with the same level of confidence as this early 20-year-old gentleman whom I was so proud to work with. So that's it for this episode. If you liked it, share it with somebody that you know. And if you want to subscribe, we've got the links over at parkingthought.com. And remember, in a world where you can literally choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?